بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد.
As we know, my dear friends, this gathering of ours tonight is indeed a very special, a unique gathering. And what has brought us here, one common factor, has brought people here from far and wide, from across the country, our akabir ulama, our senior ulama, our elder ulama, Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Zakariya, the Mufti of Darul Ulum Zakariya, Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, the Principal of Darul Ulum Zakariya, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleh Sahib, Hazrat Professor Salman Nadwi Sahib, many, many other ulama, who we can't even name all of the senior ulama who are here in this gathering, all these akabir, these elders from different parts of the country, and brothers from different parts of Durban and different parts of the province have got here together on one common factor. And that is the deep-seated love and muhabbat and affection that everyone held in their heart for that great personality who has taken leave of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away and chose for him the best place on earth as the place of his demise, and the best place on earth as the place of his resting place. So my dear friends, we have come here in the muhabbat and love of this personality. Allah Rabbul Izzat will reward everybody inshallah on this muhabbat and love and affection that they have shown for Hazrat. And inshallah we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this muhabbat and love that we have for him a means of our najat and salvation. And Allah Ta'ala make it a means of bringing us in the companionship and the company of these great personalities on the day of Qiyamah. As we know in the Hadith Sharif, it is stated clearly that many a time Sahaba would come and say to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we love you so much, but we know your darja will be so high in the Akhirat and we will never be able to reach that position. So how will we be able to meet you like we have so easy access to you in this world? Whenever we want to see you, we come in front, we see your Mubarak face, we get peace of mind, tranquility of heart. We can be in your company, in your presence, anytime without any restriction. Now in the Akhirat, you will be high up, we will be right at the bottom. How will we ever get to meet you and to see you there? So we are afraid of even this happening in the Akhirat and us dying, that we will be deprived of this great opportunity. Exactly in the same way, my dear friends, many of us, in fact everyone, had open and easy access to Hazrat Maulana's personality. His door was always open. No, any person at any time, no matter who he was, the most simplest and humblest person in the community had access to Hazrat Maulana and could go to his house, could go to his madrasa, could come to his office, could come to the masjid. And they had no need for appointments or anything. There was easy access to him. Now we know that Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted him such high darja and state. His death and demise is an indication of what a high status Allah has accorded him. So, on the day of Qiyamah, how will it be possible for sinful people like us to have access to these pious people? Exactly in the same way as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave consolence to those sahaba. And he said to them, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be in the company of those people whom he loved on the day of Qiyamah. So if we have that sincere love for the awliya and the saliheen, and for the great personalities like Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, a'alallahu maratibahu fi jannatin na'im. If we had that love and muhabbat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will put us in the company of these great personalities. And there is no doubt that every person that has come here tonight has come here solely on the love for Hazrat Maulana. My dear friends, let us correct our niyat and intention at the very outset. The whole purpose and objective of this gathering, this Taziyati Jalsa as it is called, it has not been held in a kind of a customary manner to read out some obituaries or just to have some kind of account of the life of Maulana for the sake of paying some respect to him and going back as an empty ritual. No, my dear friends, this is indeed a very, very important and special occasion where we have got together to commemorate through, inshallah, the advices and nasihat and talks and bayans of our akabir ulama, the salient aspects of the life of Hazrat Maulana that made him the mahbub and the beloved of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. So how he attained that darja, how he attained that status and position, how he inculcated in his heart the deep-seated love and muhabbat and ishq for Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he had in his heart the great desire for the akhirat, how much of fikr and preparation he made for his maut, and how much of remembrance of maut there was in his life, and how much of good akhlaq and character and all the wonderful attributes and qualities that Hazrat Maulana possessed in his life. It is such a long list of attributes and qualities that we will not even be able to go through each one. How he imbibed all this in his life, and how he was a humble servant of humanity and mankind, and how he cried for the ummah, and how he loved the deen of Allah, and how much of affection and concern he had for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to develop those attributes and qualities in our lives, we have come here tonight to hear to these advices. And inshallah, we make our intention clear from the outset that we have got together here for this purpose and objective. Then inshallah, after this program is over, we will go back enriched inshallah. We will go back empowered inshallah. We will go back with some important, valuable gems and jewels of advice and nasiha, which will be able to implement in our lives. As I mentioned yesterday also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Hazrat Maulana's personality an absolute source of guidance for every strata and every group of society. The professionals and doctors and accountants and ulama and the ordinary man in the street and youth and women and children. Everyone could find something in his guidance and his teachings that they could hold on to and could become a means of their success in dunya and akhirah. So, although Hazrat Maulana is not with us anymore, but like they say that our akabir, when some of them passed away, they said, faqir, doesn't die, but wo is jahan se muntakil hota hai. They have been transferred to another world. Like the poet said, log kehta hai ke mazhar mar gaya, dar haqeeqat mazhar ghar gaya. It's not that Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Jani Jana Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, people said he passed away. He said, no, he hasn't passed away, he has gone to his original home. So these elders, though they are not here, but the wealth, the legacy of ta'lim and knowledge that they have left behind, that is still there with us, my dear friends. Hazrat Maulana's bayans, his lectures, his talks, his majalis, his malfuzat, his CDs, his books, his booklets, his articles, the website itself, this is a wealth of information. And all that is one side, the shakhsiyat and the personality of Hazrat Maulana, and his amali namuna, his practical example of life that he left behind, this is the greatest source of guidance for all of us. If we try to emulate his humble manner of walking, we try to imitate his humble manner of speaking, we try to emulate the high level of tawazu and humbleness and simplicity that he had in his life, my dear friends, that alone can become the means of success and najat for a person in dunya and akhirah. So we have got the beautiful namuna and the practical example. Our akabirin were not people of words only, but they were an amali and practical namuna and example of the aslaf and the pious elders. Hazrat Maulana's life was cast in the mold of the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a living embodiment of the practical principles of the seerah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we just recall how he spoke, how he walked, how he sat, how he interacted with people, we will be seeing in his life a glimpse of the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear friends, our elders are here tonight. They are going to give us advices. Inshallah, we will commence the program tonight with a qiraat, inshallah, that will be recited by Hazrat Qari Ismail Desai Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. He is not only the cousin of Hazrat Maulana and a very close family member. He is also Khalifa Majaz of Hazrat Maulana. He is Hazrat Khalifa. He has attained his spiritual accomplishment at the hands of Hazrat Maulana. And we have this august personality who is the principal of Madrasa Dawatul Haq in Amzinto, well-known madrasa around the country. He will inshallah ta'ala recite the qiraat for us tonight.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله ذكر اسماعيل صاحب دامت بركاتهم for the most beautiful rendition and the most appropriate selection of ayat of the Holy Quran for this occasion and this jalsa. Really, my dear friends, if we understand the ayats that were recited, it is as though the whole life of Hazrat Maulana, every aspect has been captured in these ayats. The ayat regarding إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Hazrat Maulana was a living epitome of this ayat of the Holy Quran. And then, what happens to the people who lead their life like this, that woman ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allah? Man whose whole life was da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every majlis and gathering that was held from this very mimbar and mihrab, my dear brothers, there wasn't a single gathering or majlis in which there was not a complete and open da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making ta'alluq ma'allah, strengthening our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creating ishq and love for Allah in the heart. This was Hazrat Maulana's life message that he gave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him the glad tidings that are mentioned here, that tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. Tatanazzalu alayhimul malaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Let us try and imagine and picture the scene of the demise of Hazrat Maulana. Where is he sitting, my dear friends? In the mataf in front of Baytullah. Imagine, at such a holy place on earth, my dear friends, how the nuzul of the malaika must have been happening at that time. Those malaika who are making tawaf at that time. And then all these malaika descending to welcome this ruh and to take this ruh into the presence of Rabbul Alameen. And the tajalli and the effulgence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined with the noor of Baytullah. We can't imagine, my dear friends, that dua what Hazrat Maulana used to always make, that Ya Allah grant maut in Medina or in Makkah, that my ruh must come out towards you with love and shock. As though every dua that he made, Allah accepted dua in totality. And to have passed away in such a mubarak place. And then, my dear friends, to be buried in that mubarak land, in Jannatul Mu'alla, where the beloved wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and great, great awliya of this ummat, great, great akabirin, the father, the forefather, the spiritual grandfather of our entire silsila, Sayyidu Taifa Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, in that very same Qabrastan, is Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. My dear friends, we cannot imagine the high level of honors Allah gave him. What was the reason? It was this very same thing,
that he dedicated his entire life and existence. Hazrat Maulana made fana of himself and his personality. He cared no bit about his own rahat and aram. There was no thing, the word aram was like haram in his dictionary. No matter how ill he was, no matter how tired he was, no matter how exhausted he was, day and night he was doing his work of da'wat in Allah. How many a times he was so ill and sick, the doctors told him, impossible for you to do this. Maulana was up and about, walking, making safar, traveling, going throughout the world to light up the hearts with the love and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, volumes can be said, words can never do justice to what this great servant of Islam has khidmat he has rendered. There isn't enough words. In every aspect of deen, his services were there. Just to remind the brothers that this program is also live on Channel Islam and Radio Islam International. So my dear friends, these ayat were most befitting. Most fitting ayat, reflecting the various aspects of the life of a da'i ilallah. Hazrat Maulana was a da'i ilallah par excellence. From the days of his youth, when he, in the early days as a teenager, joined Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayh, in the effort of tabligh and da'wat when it was just established on the soil of South Africa. The first young man in this country to join the effort of da'wat and tabligh in the true sense was Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. And then throughout his life, that same jazba and spirit of da'wat and tabligh was in his heart. Right till the very end of his life, he carried on with this mission of Allah's deen. Allah Ta'ala give us a glimpse and Allah give us an iota of this kind of fikr for the ummah, love for the ummah, love for the deen, and love for the effort and spreading of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, we are very fortunate to have our akabir ulama here. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is a well-known, renowned personality, needs no introduction whatsoever. The principal of Madrasa Ta'limuddin here, and a great spiritual personality in our midst. Allah give him long life, good health. Allah keep the shadow of these akabir over us, my dear friends. Today we understand what is the loss of a great personality when we see the mahrumi and we have been deprived. Today we're making qadr and valuing. What is the benefit, my dear friends? They're already gone. Those who are here with us, please, my dear friends, appreciate and value them. Let us not be like those people that when the people, the akabir and buzurgane deen were living, we didn't know their value. When they are gone, then we are all crying and saying, oh, if I attended their gathering, learned from them and benefited from them, but it may be too late then. We've got these personalities with us. Hazrat Mufti Sahib is here in our city of Durban. We call upon Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he's not well, but despite that, he obliged and he came here. Inshallah, he will give an address after that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib might take leave, because he's not too well, make dua shifa for him. Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyat and shifa. So that the shifa.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, this morning an alim had come to see me. At first he couldn't contain himself about the loss. Thereafter he began to ask me, what was so special in Maulana, perhaps that blessed him, that acceptance and that maqbooliyat? So I reflected for a moment and explained, I don't know very much about Maulana. I knew him from approximately 1971. But the little that I see in him, I'll explain to you. I seen three very salient qualities in him. The one aspect that he had in him was tawazu, humility. Remember, this majlis, as Maulana had explained just now, is not a majlis of mourning. Rather, it is to pick up our spirits. Rather, it is to rejuvenate us. Islam is not a religion of despondency. Islam is a religion of encouragement. We have come here to encourage each other. A kafir, an unbeliever, doesn't have the belief of continuity. So he mourns for the rest of time. He falls into a serious bout of depression. But the believer, there is the concept of continuity. In fact, life begins with death. That is why a Muslim janaza is normally carried in a green car. That life has just begun for you now. So, it's not a thing to become despondent. It's not a thing to lose our spirit. Rather, we need to understand what was the life mission of Maulana. Number one. Number two, we need to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does this happen? Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, there is one thing in this world that brings me endless grief. And then there is the second thing that brings me unlimited happiness. The thing that brings me unlimited grief is the separation of friends. We were so much together, we had the affinity, we had the bond, and yet we have to separate. So this brings me unlimited grief. But the fact that it brings me unlimited joy and happiness is Jannat is a place that where there will be unlimited companionship. We'll be always together. There is no question about separation. Absolutely no question about separation. You're going to meet this wali, you go and meet him. You're going to meet that buzurg, you go and meet him. At your leisure, at your pleasure, you go and meet. One thing we need to understand, that when death does come about, then we need to take it in stride. This verse that I've recited, Kullu man alayha fan. Whatever has come here, has come to leave. There's no two ways about it. Whether it is ourselves, our fathers, our buzurgana deen, our mashayikh. If anybody could have been spared, it would have been Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he had to leave, then nobody could be spared. Everybody has to leave. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ Yes, we acknowledge the great personality of the person of the greatness of the alim, of the buzurg that has left. As the poet says, وَمَا كَانَ قَيْسُهُ قَيْسٌ هَلَاكُهُ وَهَلَاكُ وَاحِدٍ وَلَكِنَّهُ بُنْيَانُ قَوْمٍ تَهَدَّمَ Speaks about a poet and he says that his going away is not just going away of a single person. It is the foundation of a community that has collapsed. A foundation that has collapsed. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such for this ummah. As far as the Bani Israel was concerned, the hadith says that لا يزال بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الملائكة كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي ولا نبي بعدي وستكون الخلفاء فيكثر. Says that as far as the Banu Israel are concerned, then the Anbiya used to manage the affairs, control them, take care of them, manage the affairs. When one Nabi would die, another Nabi would succeed him. And this continued all the time. But as far as my ummah is concerned, there is no Nabi after me. When there is no Nabi after me, then who is going to take care? It's good. There are going to be successors. There are going to be successors of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Khulafai Rashideen were successors. Similarly, other ulama-i kiram, buzurgana deen, mashayikh, they also the waratha, the heirs, and the successors of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And these successors will be in abundance. So there isn't a need for us to worry now who is going to be the captain of the ship. Although it seems very difficult, but as though the ship was abandoned by the captain in mid-sea. Where do we go? A normal murid is what he'll feel. In mid-sea, he took us, and our aspiration, our hope would have been that he could have just delivered us onto the shore of safety, and then he could have left. In other words, we could have died before him. Every murid and every person that has a ta'alluq with Mullah, that's what he would have felt. We could have died after him. That we would have had the honor of him making dua for us or participating in our janazah namaz. But this is a fact that it has to happen like this. So anyway, coming back to what that alim had asked me, I explained to him that the first thing that I noticed in Mulana was tawazu and humility. Some few weeks ago, our madrasa jamaat was here. So one youngster came to talk to me just now before Asar. So he says, Mullah, I want to share one thing with you. See, our jamaat was here and we spent 1 or 2 days here in Malinson Masjid. Now, look at the humility of the personality. He says to me, that Mullah sat in every program of ours. Now, these are all children, in ki himmat aur zai ki khatir se, just to build up their aspirations, their hopes, to give some motivation to them. What a great thing. We consider this to be a very small thing. But I know what it is. To motivate a child, what a great thing it is, especially in this age and time, when there is so much that is going against us. And then to motivate these children, I feel there can't be a greater jihad than this. There is so many things that is going against this child. There is the cell phone, there is drugs, everything that Maulana should be speaking about. All these things are demotivating. And then Maulana is sitting in the program of these children. And every program, he says, Maulana sat down. And then, with all the humility, Maulana says that I have to attend one meeting, very important meeting in Marisburg. I'm taking your leave. Excuse me. Now, as though a child is speaking to his elder, do you see the humility? The all-comprehensive nature of Maulana, that he wasn't confined to one type of khidmat. If there's a jamaat program, he's there. His idea is not the hazzub and that a certain party should grow, but rather Islam should progress. Whether it is the jamaat, whether it is the khanqa, whether it is the madrasa. I remember nearly every madrasa jalsa we invite him. If he is available, he'll definitely come. He'll definitely come in spite of his ill health, whatever. We'll just have to plead to him. And Murana's heart will just soften up straight away. So now I'll come to your jalsa. Now, man who's concerned about the greater progress of deen, not just confined to one single area, like many of us have it unfortunately. No, for all aspects, every khidmat of deen. That deen is mine and I belong to deen. When I belong to deen and deen is mine, then I need to see that every department, every aspect of deen needs to progress. I remember the days when we used to be traveling to Mias Farm and go through Moy River. Mona used to be the imam there. With all the humility, you know, the words cannot describe his humility. We were children at the time, 15, 16, 17 years of age. And he used to ask me, can you perform the namaz? Just out of respect for him, I would perform the namaz. Feeling myself to be totally unworthy, but Maulana's instruction, perform the namaz, I would lead the namaz. At that time, this is an advice directed to the ulama, huffaz, etc., who are engaged in dini khidmat, especially those that are younger. The younger, generally, we look at the tail end of a buzurg and a personality. What we look at is the tail end, when the futuhat come in, when people are respecting him, someone is kissing hands, someone is asking for making dham, someone is bringing gifts and someone is offering the car, someone is making khidmat. So we look at the tail end of this buzurg. But we don't look at the beginning, how he commenced. At that time, there was no car. Just about 100 rands, over 100 rand was his monthly salary. No proper car. He's got his child in his one hand. He's got his respected family. And he's taking a lift from Moy River, delivering his wife to the hometown, wherever it was. Now, this is the beginning of the buzurg. Never asked for anything. Came, it came. It never come. But he never directly or indirectly asked for anything. In fact, many a time he would refuse. And if he accepted, he would accept only to respect the feeling of his friend. You know, uska dil bura ho jayega. Agar maine diya nahi, if I didn't accept it, how will he feel? Just to respect him, just to honor the person's feeling. So this is the one thing that I noticed in Mulana. The second thing that I noticed in Mulana what was his taluk and his relationship with his elders. I mentioned this that we all can realize and understand what were the reasons for his progress. Why did he go forward? We all would like to go forward, but we need to see the reasons. There must be some effort that culminates to this point. So what were the reasons? What took him to that point? This is what we need to see. We don't need to see the other way around, that how were the futuhat and how were people respecting him and honoring him, etc. in all parts of the world. But we need to see what steps he had taken to reach up there. So the second thing I noticed with him was his unflinching taluk and relationship with his elders. I didn't mean to mention this point, but the day he passed away, I saw him in the dream. In the morning I did see him, and my gut feeling was, now this is the end. It's a lengthy dream, sometimes someone will explain that. But I did see him at around 3 o'clock in the morning. I did see him exactly, very clearly I had seen him. Anyway, Maulana and I were traveling once to Johannesburg. I didn't want to mention these points, but now it just came to the mind, so I'm explaining it. And at that time, Maulana was still active in Dini Khidmat, but he hadn't yet formally taken any relationship in Tasawwuf with the Sheikh, etc. On the road, en route, he's asking me some questions, but the reason for this, and then he began to ask me that, what if you don't have that level of confidence in what the Sheikh is saying? The Sheikh has prescribed a certain solution to your problem, right? You aren't taking care of your eyes, for example, or of your tongue, and he's explained a certain solution. This is a healing for you. Now what if you don't have that level of confidence? Your mind doesn't seem to be in agreement. Then what do you do? That was the Mulana's question to me. So I explained to Mulana in very brief. I told him that Sheikh ka itminan maqsood hai, murid ka itminan ki zarurat nahi hai. The real thing, the actual thing that is required is the satisfaction of the Sheikh. Sheikh must feel satisfied that what I am prescribing for him is the right thing. The murid is an ill person. Ra'yul alili alilun. The one that is ill, he can't think for himself. He can't think for himself. So the real satisfaction and conviction must be of the Sheikh, the one that is instructing. I feel that this person, he's got diabetes, and this is the treatment he needs to undertake. So I am convinced about it. I am a specialist. Hundreds and thousands of patients go through me. And I know that they go through this treatment, they come right. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the conviction that we need to have in these elders, that I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tartib of this world is such that we can't go and do things directly. Children don't rain from the skies directly to us. We go via some procedures and we gain children. We don't become hafiz directly. We go through some procedures, a madrasa, ustaz, qari sahab, etc. Then we become a hafiz. We don't become an alim directly. We go through some procedures, Allah Ta'ala's fazl, and we do become ulama. Exactly the same. When we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go through some procedures. Allah Ta'ala could have given that taluk, that relationship with him directly. Allah Ta'ala is not muhtaj. Is he in need? He's not in need. He could have blessed it. But you go through someone, Allah Ta'ala blesses it to you. The man that takes the right procedures, Allah Ta'ala blesses it to him. But on the side of the individual must be that his intention is absolutely clear, that there is no other purpose, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm not taking taluk and relationship, I'm not relating to him so that my business can prosper, so that I can be healed of my illness, so that the family disputes could be over. That's not the reason. The reason is that my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be corrected. There must be no interruption in that. And why not? In Surah Yasin, that first verse in Mamaliya, Mamaliya la abudu alladhi fatarani wa ilayhi turja'un. We commence this journey from Allah ta'ala. Where do we commence this journey? This sojourn of this earth, where does it commence? It commences from Allah ta'ala. We came from Allah ta'ala. Wa ilayhi turja'un, and we're returning to him. There's no third way. If there was a third way, there was a third recourse, there was a sanctuary, there was any refuge besides Allah, show it to me. When we are going back there, we're starting off from here, then the sensible thing is, don't you cause any interruption in this journey. So that when you return to your refuge, you have got no problems, an uninterrupted line. You are happy with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. Radiyatam mardiyya. You are happy with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with you. So this was the second thing that I noticed in Mulana, is the relationship with his elders. That nearly every buzur that came here, they liked him, they loved him. Sometimes someone is telephoning him, or he's telephoning them. And I don't think there would be a day that would pass, where he wouldn't be mentioning some of his elders. Impressing upon us, you see, this was the method that I adopted. You want to come there, you adopt the same method. You also relate to your elders. You relate to your elders, you will also reach up there. اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Join the ranks of the truthful of the awliya. You want to come up, you will come up in the same way. There may be one, two, that have gone directly without the agency of a sheikh, but an exception is not a rule, you know that. Exception is an exception. A person becomes a hafiz without an ustad, as a karamat, it happens. But an exception is not a rule. The rule is you follow the procedure. The third thing that was quite outstanding in Mulana was his unflinching service for deen and humanity. Any department, any type of khidmat is asked of him and is ready to serve. Any type of khidmat. At one point, he needs to make imamat, he's prepared to do that imamat. And he's not complaining about it, he needs to give waaz, he's giving waaz. He needs to be serving at the jamiat offices, he's serving there. But there's no grief, there's no complaint in his heart. Now this is what we need to understand. See, we all want that we die an honorable death. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, and we are pleased with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I mentioned this once before, but just to reinforce and reendorse this lesson, we want a death where Allah Pak is pleased with us, and we are pleased with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We are pleased with Allah Ta'ala, and He is pleased with us. Is there anything else that we want? Anything beyond that? When the time comes, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The malaika are there to receive him. And they are telling him, ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. Before you can leave the world also, they are telling you, enter into Jannah. You are delaying now, both ho gaya na. Ab toh, chalo humare saath. One thing we should remember, let's come back to this point here. One thing we should remember, that you see, sometimes we become miserly. We only think about ourselves. The person that is leaving the world, he's also got friends on the other side. And they are also anticipating, they are also waiting him. Now, Mawlana's love for Rasulullah was so much, he would tear. He couldn't contain himself. Really, when I would talk to him, when I talk about the tawazu and the humility in him, many a time he would ask me maslas on the phone. I would feel ashamed, such a small person, and he's asking me for maslas, asking me for dua. This problem here, make some dua for this. I'm nothing. But as great as he is, and he will ask me a masla. Just now, before he could pass away, and about 2 months or so, and he's asking some question about iddat. So, like we would like the man's company, he's got other people, he's got his parents, he's got Rasul-e Paksam on that side, he's got the Awliya-i-Kiram on that side, he's got his Asatiza on that side. Doesn't he have a love for them? Definitely he has a love for them. Like we want to be with him, doesn't he want to be with them? Don't they want to be with him? They also have got a right. So we can't be so possessive. Like we have got a right, he's got a right as well. They also have got a right. Those that are on the other side, they have got a right as well. As I say, we believe in the concept of continuity. This thing continues, it doesn't end up there. It's not dark. We think it's just a pit. Man is thrown inside and that's the end of it. No, life starts for a Muslim at that point. So, I just come to the last point again and explain that we all want that death where Allah Pak is pleased with us and we are pleased with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A simple, simple, straightforward solution. This verse that starts off, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. That soul that is absolutely complacent, that is comfortable, that is compliant, the soul that is totally compliant with his Rabb. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. That soul that is totally compliant. When you say compliant, in which respect compliant? So there are two systems in this world operating. All the time, there are two systems that are operating. One we call tashri, everything that relates to the sharia. This is halal, this is haram. Do and don't, yes and no, right? So all of us know about that. This is one system. So in that system, we need to say, Allah, whatever you say, I'm happy with. I am very happy, I'm accepting. You have got a worker in your shop. Whatever you tell him, boss, I'm happy with it. No, whatever you say, I'm happy with it. Doesn't your heart bleed for him? Your heart definitely melts for him. And I just need to make an ishara, an indication, and he carries out immediately. Doesn't your heart feel for him? Your heart feels for him. That an ishara, an indication is sufficient for this person. So Allah is also watching. This person, I just tell him this is halal, and he consumes it. I tell him it's haram, he will leave it straight away. He's not asking why, when, who, when, whatever. Just do and die, not who and why. Just do and die. Allah Pak said it, I'm doing it. Why and who and all that, I don't need to ask that. That Allah Pak, if he wants, then he will tell me. When Allah Pak was making the Sharia, he didn't include us in the Bashwara. Must I do this, must I do this? He didn't include us, so there's no need for us to ask why and who and all these type of questions that we ask normally today. We think we have advanced in philosophy and science, etc. And we ask in the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have the right. It's his right. Like someone is asking you, you employ him to clean your garden, and he's asking you, I want to see your daughter. What will you say? It's a private matter. So exactly the same, this is a private matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows who and why. We don't need to ask. But we need to know what Allah wants from us. So we do what Allah wants from us. What he hasn't asked us, we don't involve ourselves in that. So this is the first thing with nafsa mutma'inna. You know, often I think a week mustn't be passing that we hear this verse, ya ayatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. In some masjids or the other. But what's the message there? That this nafs is totally in compliance. Totally compliant. Allah Pak, I'm happy with you. Whatever you say. I may find it difficult. Rosa is coming. I'm happy with it. I got no complaints. Maybe it's a little bit difficult, but I'm happy. It's your command. I'm happy. So this is the one system that works in this world. And there is the second system that works in this world. And that we don't know as taqween. Taqween refers to the other things that happen in this world. Someone is dying, someone is living, someone is born, someone is becoming prosperous, someone is becoming poor, someone is healthy, someone is sick, someone is getting honored, someone is getting disgraced. So this thing happens all the time. So this is another system. There is rain somewhere, there is drought somewhere, there is prosperity somewhere, there is goodness somewhere. So there is some zulm somewhere, cruelty somewhere, and there is justice somewhere. So, we say to Allah Ta'ala, your system I am happy with. Whatever is, everything is coming from you. Wal qadri khayri wa sharri min Allah Ta'ala. Everything is coming from you. Whatever is your system, Allah Ta'ala, I am agreeable, I accept it, he died, he got sick. Whatever procedures I need to take to heal, I will do that. But your system, I am totally in compliance. I don't oppose your system. I am happy with you. So when you are happy with Allah Ta'ala, in both the systems, the two systems that govern your life, one is the Sharia, and one is the other aspects. So these are the two systems that govern your lives. His child is more intelligent than my child, from Allah Ta'ala. I don't ask him why his child is intelligent, more intelligent, why he's got children, I don't have children, why is his wife more beautiful. I don't need to ask these things here. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala decreed it in that manner. I don't need to object. All I need to do is accept. Not object, but accept. So Allah Ta'ala, I accept this. My heart is totally happy with whatever you have decreed. Whatever you have decided, I accept it. I can't understand the philosophy and the wisdom, but definitely every deed of yours, every work of yours is covered with wisdom. There is wisdom in it. I don't know it. I don't understand it. But there is wisdom. So Allah Ta'ala, every work of yours I am happy with. Whether it relates to the Sharia, whether it relates to taqween, I am happy with it. So Allah Ta'ala will say in turn, okay, this servant is ever happy with me. Now when it is the time for him to meet me, why mustn't I be happy with him? He was ever happy with me. In everything that I told him, he was happy, he was agreeable, he was compliant. Now that it is his time to meet me, mustn't I be happy with him? I must be happy with him. So that's why, radiyatam mardiya, you are happy with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Indeed, my dear brothers, very, very deep. Very, very deep and profound words of advice from one of our senior and pious elders, a person whose relationship with Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib goes back 40 years. Can you imagine what a long relationship? Allah Rabbul Izzat give us tawfiq to make amal on the salient advices that were given and the manner in which Hazrat Mufti Sahib captured the essence of Hazrat's life
and highlighted the three very, very important aspects of his life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal upon that. We now have the opportunity and the honor of calling upon Hazrat Professor Salman Nadwi Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. He is Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, and a person who enjoyed a very, very deep and close relationship with Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahab throughout his life. They were like brothers in every sense, and a person who Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahab used to confide in all the time, and he used to confide in Hazrat Maulana all the time. So we asked upon him to come and address us, inshallah ta'ala. Of course, it goes without saying, my dear friends, that we know Hazrat Professor Sahab, a personality, in the son of which personality? His father was Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh, the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Professor Sahab is also one of those elders who from the time of his childhood was virtually sitting in the laps of the Akabir of the time. Every wali of the time he has met and he has seen, and who has made Nazre Shafqat and Karam on him, be it Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakaria, or Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh, or any of the great, great Akabirin whose names we have heard and we have not even seen them, not even maybe in a dream, and he has met them in person. So Hazrat is here, alhamdulillah, he had his dars of tafsir, he completed the complete tafsir of the Holy Quran, the reservoir of his masjid, over so many years. Allah Rabbul Izzat keep his shadow on us and cause us to continue to benefit from him.
Who could ever imagine that we would gather tonight for this? Our Ismail recited very appropriate verses. The one of the verses which he recited, إذا أصبت مصيبة قالوا إن الله إن الله راجعون. Death is also a calamity. And we are advised that when we hear the death, when we must be saying إن الله إن الله راجعون. And رجع يرجع means to return. When you go to any journey, you say I'm returning home. So, in Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, this is where we came from, this is where we are returning, that is the home. It is very difficult for anyone, especially for me, to pick out any particular aspect of Maulana. We happen to know him for almost 60 years. And alhamdulillah, we should be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for giving him the life that he had lived. In that short life, we, mashallah, achieved so much. I have often said in this masjid, and last Friday also I said the same thing, that Maulana has gone to Umrah to charge his battery and should make dua that he comes back safely. He had been a number of times almost closer to death and he came back. And those of you who have been attending his majlis, or those who have been coming here as a musalli, they would know what he has done. The calamity is that we have lost him. And any personality like this, when we lose, will become very difficult momentarily to fill that gap. Hazrat Maulana was one of those persons, if you want to say anything about him, is this: he was absolutely clean in his heart and mind. I had very close relationship. Hardly a week or 10 days passed when he did not phone or I did not phone. On many occasions, we see Krishna's advice. On 22nd of June, when he was leaving because our Shaykh Hakim Sahib, Atalallah Baqahu, was going to Umrah, but he could not make it. And something he discussed with me. And we agreed that when he comes back, we'll just pick up and discuss more about it. But Allah Ta'ala's mercy is something else, we cannot intervene. But the important thing is this, the message that he gave all the time, all of you know about it, how restless he used to be. Without naming a person, somebody wrote to him a very nasty letter. And calling him all kinds of things. And accusing him of lots of things. You know what he replied? If any one of us had received that kind of letter, probably would have paid back in the same coin or something else. He wrote a very short letter saying, Jazakallah brothers, that you pointed out my weaknesses and made dua to Allah Ta'ala to give me the tawfiq to correct those things. What does it show? Isn't that the clean heart and clean mind? That does not come easy. When he was a young man, after graduation he came, and alhamdulillah he found good company from the beginning. And then he found the company of Hakim Sahib. That really lifted him up. His love for his Shaykh cannot be matched. Every now and then when he had an occasion, he used to go and come back. And Shaykh also loved him very much. Last March, he and I were together in Karachi, in the presence of Hazrat Hakim Sahib. On many occasions, Hazrat asked him or me to say something. And when it happens, we do that in order to learn from the Shaykh if any mistakes are made. Not that you are proud of this way to do that. Likewise, he was a father. He was a grandfather. He was uncle. He was friend. He was a teacher. In every aspect, he got his own category, and he did very well. He was a son. I have seen him how he treated his father, how he treated his family, how he was with friends. He had a very nice sense of humor also at the same time. So the point is this, that Mahārāja mentioned in his autobiography a sentence. And just Mr. Saliji also mentioned just now. Mahārāja said that when any one of us, they see a buzul, like when you see Mahārāja Sarantallāle or the Shaykh or something like that, the King Sahib, we are amazed seeing him at that stature. Atma Zakatra says this is wrong. They should see the beginning of the life, how they began and how they reached there. And that's what we should do. Where Maulana Patel was in 1974, and let's see where he was now. But for that he had struggled. Well, he had pain in his heart. How many letters after letters he used to receive? How many people contacted him almost daily with complaints? One dua that he always made, and always he made mentioned here in your gathering also, that let Allah die you in a good place, not in casino, not in cinema, not in the princess. Allah Ta'ala chosen him the right place where you go. There is a poet who says, "Pohchi wahi pe khas jahan ka fameer tha," that the portion of the land where the clay from where they was taken in order to build that man, this is where he was kept at. Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Sahib Mazdoor Rahmatullah Alayh was a great Khalifa of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. He talks, he draws in the, about the world, what the world is all about. He says, "Jagah dil lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai." Then one of his says, "Mite namiyon ke nishan kaise kaise, zameen kha gayi, aasma kaise kaise." So the thing with this, how many people have gone and by, and the earth has swallowed so many people of that, whose stature were high like the sky. And the Mawlana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Ta'ala grant him the greatest of Jannah. Always I found him giving sound advice without boasting himself on that issue. Always, whenever. Or you are prepared to listen what you are saying. There are many occasions when he and I have differed on certain issues, but not that he took bad about it, but he would think about it. Sometimes he concedes, sometimes I have to concede. But the thing is important is the good heart that he had, that is important thing in this. That is, how do you achieve that? I won't take my time for people who are there. It's become very difficult if you have such a long relationship to pick out each and every thing and say what it is. In fact, he was instrumental, because there's nothing is saying there, but his, my first Shaykh was Hazrat Jalal Bahadur Rahmatullah Alayh. And when he passed away, then again we were looking for somebody. Mawlana Patel Sahib was the first one who became the murid of Shaykh Saqib Sahib when he started coming. And he was the one who pulled me towards that. And then he became Peer Bhai. And mashallah, Allah Ta'ala jaraya khair de inko, Allah Ta'ala jaraya jannah. That was the best advice he could have given. That's the best thing you could have done. So my thinking is this, that is this occasion that we have got there. Very few people I have seen who are ready to meet Allah Ta'ala. Although that should have been the quality of each one of us. Hadmana Alim Ya Rahmatullah Alayh, it was the last lap of his life, sitting, standing, going, "Allahumma liqaak, Allahumma liqaak, Allahumma liqaak. Oh Allah, I want to meet you, oh Allah." This is what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Bala Rafiq Al-Ala, Bala Rafiq Al-Ala, Bala Rafiq Al-Ala." And therefore, somebody wrote a letter to, and mentioned to Mawlana Patel Sahib one day. Somebody wrote a letter to Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Alayh when he was ill, and saying that, "I have heard that Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam are given the choice that whether you want to live in this world or you want to come back to me, Allah Ta'ala. If that is true, Allah Ta'ala must have also given choice to Buzurgs, whether you want to live here or you want to come to me." And Mahathir Mutallah replied, first he wrote in Urdu, "Kisi tabib hajak se apne dimaag ka ilaaj karao. Get a treatment from a very good expert doctors of your mind and brain." Then he says, "Even if it is true, what did Rasulullah Sallam do? And that is the choice. The choice between this world and Allah. Likewise, the one quality which I saw in him throughout. And because he had so much occasions of closeness to that death almost, and he survived in it, that he was always elevated. Every time when he left here, and he called, he said, "I'm going, I don't know whether I'll come back." Made throughout this time, come back. So the thing, what makes him to be ever ready for this? And that's why I would like to end in this. To make namaz, as Hakim Sahib says, to make namaz, to make nafal, to make tahajjud, to make taraweeh is very easy. But to resist against committing sin, that is the struggle. And this is where Allah Ta'ala has made the sawab. I can narrate a number of examples where people have abused him, called him, or attributed to him things which he had never said. He never took any revenge of that. I worked with him as a friend. I worked with him in many capacities. I worked with him as a Jamiat Ulama, when Jamiat Ulama, when he was president. Hardly there was any occasion people used to say things, but never lost his temper as such. You see how he used to walk. That walk itself was a humble walk. He never looked for himself. It was merely a kind of compulsion for him to sit on the chair. He did not demand any special treatment, this kind of thing. So the point of making all these things we are talking about, we are remembering him. Shaykh Saadi, this is what I want to say and end my talk. Shaykh Saadi, rahmatullah alayhi, he is a very great Sufi poet of Iran. One of his couplets, he mentions the quality of a good people, quality of a man of God. He says, when the child is born, that the child cries coming into this world. And the people around him are very happy. They're laughing. But on the other hand, a man of God, Allah, when he dies, he is laughing and smiling. But people around him are crying. So the thing is that we should live a life where we meet Allah Ta'ala with good heart, we are laughing. People may cry this one. The last point is this, that is this masjid has become orphan. Really, this masjid was really bumbling with activities of a person's life, personality itself. And therefore, inshallah, make dua, Allah Ta'ala will create something. When the sun is bright, the stars are not visible. And therefore, whom he has trained, they are here. So when the sun disappears, the stars become visible. So hope, inshallah, Ta'ala will come there, and somebody will come up and fill up the gap, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and all of us should try to emulate what he has done in our personal life, community life, how he was worried about concern, day and night, as such. Make dua Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq also, you also, to be able to emulate him, what he has done. وآخر دعوانا بالعالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء to Hazrat Professor Salman Nadwi Saab دعوت بركاته one of our great seniors still in our midst Allah keep him long and give him a healthy long life keep his shadow over us my dear friends who shared so many deep insights and his personal experiences with Hazrat Maulana Patel Saab Rahmatullah alayhi rahmatul wasiyah. My dear friends, he mentioned the aspect about the love he had for akhirat and how much of desire he had for Medina. Allah, my dear friends, if I turn the clock back 1 week ago, tonight is Wednesday night, I make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to go for Umrah in this last week. And the last few days of my Umrah, Allah gave me the tawfiq to spend time in Hazrat Maulana's company. Several occasions, Alhamdulillah, I had to go and read Salat and Salam with him.
last week, Wednesday, right in Rosa Mubarak, my dear friends, Allah's fazal, I was standing right next to him. On occasions, I held his Mubarak hand. And dear friends, I cannot explain the feeling. Like an electric current was going through his body, my dear friends. When he was standing at Rosa Mubarak and reading Salat and Salam, one cannot imagine the high level of muhabbat and ishq and fanafillah and fanafir rasul that he had. And you can only say, Ya Allah, whatever Salat and Salam that all of us read in our life, through his barakat, accept all our Salat and Salam. Because he was a real ashik of Allah. He was such a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he's standing in Rosa Mubarak, with his head bowed down, and that immense feeling of muhabbat and love, and pacing restlessly up and down, standing with his head bowed and reading Salat and Salam, you can see the true, we talk of Ishq-e Rasul, it's on our lips, my dear friends. Ishq-e Rasul was what we saw in the life of Hazrat Maulana Patel. He was a true Ashiq-e Rasul, in the true sense of the word. If we have seen a true Ashiq-e Rasul, we have seen a true Ashiq-e Rasul in the Zat and personality of Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib. He was an embodiment of dua, my dear friends. Every person he blessed with duas. I still remember when we were walking out of Rosa Mubarak, held his Mubarak hand, and right from Rosa Mubarak till Babu Salam, quite a long distance, Hazrat Maulana was just showering dua upon dua upon dua. My dear friends, and this is not only my experience, it's the experience of hundreds of ulama, mashayikh, brothers, and others, that Hazrat Maulana was so generous with dua. I still remember when we finished Salat and Salam, after we finished Salat and Salam, when we came out from Baqi, the side of Jannatul Baqi, and then we went out. On one side was Rosa Mubarak, the Gumbat-e Khazra. On the other side was Jannatul Baqi. And the entire gathering of brothers who were there accompanied him. And Hazrat Maulana, what du'as he would make. Allah. He taught the ummah how to make du'a, my dear friends. We didn't know how to make du'a, my dear friends. We didn't know what it is to make du'a. Hazrat Maulana taught everyone the method of making du'a. How he used to make lajajat. And how he used to make zari in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how he used to beg Allah. And how he used to say, my beloved Allah, oh my kind and loving and merciful Allah. He taught us how to make dua. That whole booklet of his on dua. That booklet is read in the Maidan of Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifah by thousands of hujjaj, my dear friends. People take that book and learn and how to make dua and ask, how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the manner of munajat? How to beg of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat Maulana Patel has taught this one lesson to the whole ummah. Around the world, people have learned through him how to make dua. They've learned through his example how he used to humble himself in dua before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never got tired of making dua. Every mocha and occasion, he made his dua. He sat down, again he lifted up his Mubarak hands. He went to another spot, again he lifted up his Mubarak hands. Day and night, he enjoyed this ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of begging and asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua tonight, my dear friends. Whatever du'as Hazrat Maulana Patel made throughout his life, Allah Rabbul Izzat must accept all those du'as. Allah Ta'ala accept all those du'as on behalf of every one of us. And grant us a full share in all those du'as that he made. He was really the apple of the eye of the Akabir. The elders loved him so dearly, my dear friends. Everyone held him in the highest of esteem. Today I got a call from Islamabad, Rawalpindi. Hazrat Maulana Azizur Rahman, the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Azizur Rahman Hazarwi, Damat Barakatuh. He phoned and he was weeping profusely on the phone. And making so much of dua for Hazrat Maulana. He gave his salams to the entire gathering. And he said, convey my condolences on my behalf to everyone that had any ta'alluq or relationship with Maulana Patel in any way. The Akabir loved him. He had ta'alluq. He was a Khalifa of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi also. He was a student of Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he was a Khalifa Ajal of our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Hazrat Professor Salman Sahib mentioned at the end, in the conclusion, that when the sun sets, then the star starts shining. My dear friends, let's not lose that very important point. Alhamdulillah, although Hazrat Maulana is not with us, that caliber we're not going to see in the world anymore. You want to try and find that caliber, we are going to deceive ourselves. And if we say, now I don't find another Maulana Patel, then I'm not going to go to anybody, I'm not going to go and make my Islah. That is going to be a fatal mistake. Spiritually, we are going to lose out. Alhamdulillah, right under his tarbiyat, and right under his guidance, he's prepared people. Alhamdulillah, we have Hazrat Khulafa here. Hazrat Qari Ismail Desai Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Hazrat Maulana Dawood Siddat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. These are the Khulafa of Hazrat Maulana. Then besides that, his own son-in-law, Hazrat Qari Naeem Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is sitting right here in front in this gathering. Many, many years he spent in the company of Hazrat Maulana. He's a Khalifa of our Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. And he's the son-in-law of Hazrat Maulana. And he spent many years in the company of Hazrat Maulana, had so much of aitimad on him, that many a times he would leave him in charge of the zikr majlis. He would leave him in charge of this masjid and so forth. So we are not lost altogether. Let us not overlook these pious young people. They may be young now, but as they will develop, inshallah, they will become the guiding stars of tomorrow. Allah's nizam and system is that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu ma'as sadiqin. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. The sadiqin, adopt the company of sadiqin. It will never be that they won't be sadiqin. It's maybe we don't look for them or we don't want to find them, but the sadiqin will be there. These sadiqin, alhamdulillah, are present. Many other akabir, ulama, mashayikh and so forth are there. But we have these people, inshallah ta'ala. We should take full benefit from them. And we should request them, even if they out of humility, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib, I know, out of his deep humility, he will say, no, I can't fill the shoes of my father-in-law, and I can't take his position. But if the community and the people here say, no, we insist, you must continue with Maulana's work. We insist that you must continue his bayanat, you must continue his majalis, you must continue to guide us, then inshallah we will be appreciating it. And that legacy that Maulana left behind, we will benefit. And if we are going to become independent and mustaghni, and we feel that, no, now Hazrat Maulana is not here anymore, so now that is the end of our road, and now we are free to go about our ways, we will be the losers, my dear friends. So whilst we have these young ulama, these mashayikh, they are young today, tomorrow they will be the Hazrat Maulana Patels of their time, inshallah ta'ala. Let us take benefit from them, let us throng around them, and let us take faida and benefit from them. Allah give them tawfiq, give him inshallah ta'ala Qari Naeem Sahib and the other khulafa also the strength, the ability, the himmat to continue with the good work of Hazrat Maulana, so they can become a means of sawab-e-jariya and sadaqa-e-jariya for him. My dear friends, very quickly, three cars are obstructing NT 4022, NT 4022, ND 535137, ND 535137. And there is a Corolla ND 460-545. Now with these words, we have inshallah the great honor and privilege of calling upon Hazrat Maulana Shabir Damat Barakatuhum, the principal of Darul Uloom Zakaria. Hazrat was just there in Makkah and Medina last week. Alhamdulillah, met Hazrat Maulana Yunus Saab, and the close bond and relationship. He left everything when the news came and was here tonight to be present here, to give support and give strength and courage to the people of Durban, that don't think you are alone now. The elders are still with you, they are behind you. These are these personalities and elders. Allah give them long life, keep their shadow over us. These are those true servants and khadims of Deenul Islam. Our akabir who are still with us, I value them and appreciate them, my dear friend. Hazrat Maulana also mentioned that there was a bomb blast in Bombay, and the conditions are very, very tense there. Allah make it easy for the Muslims there. Allah protect them. Allah preserve them. Allah safeguard them. Allah Ta'ala make these difficult conditions to be removed quickly, inshallah ta'ala. With these words, we call upon Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib to address us.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبل الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, my dear brothers and sisters, those who are listening. In fact, we had just come down and were supposed to return on a 9:30 flight here. The objective was not at all to address a gathering here. It was just to show the little support we can give to Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahab, the family of Hazrat Maulana, the Mutalliqeen, and at the same time to offer our condolence. It comes in a hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man azza musaban falahu mislu ajri wa kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. When a person offers any condolence to any person in difficulty, then whatever sawab that person gets, the person who offers the condolence gets that very, very great reward. And in reality, Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi, the whole ummah needs condolence. Because we know, as we had heard, of the life story of Hazrat Maulana from Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Hazrat Doctor Sahib, and Hazrat Mufti Zubair Sahib, Madras Zilmul Ali, that what a remarkable human being he was. I will just mention one hadith. It comes in a hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes someone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims in the skies that this is my beloved banda. Then Allah ta'ala commands the malaika, the special malaika, to make love with that person. And it comes down up to the earth where the malaika start loving that person and is proclaimed, and the people of the earth love that particular person. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi writes that many times we see that people love the people of the dunya too. And what will be the differentiation between love from Allah and love of the dunya only? Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi saw it very, very beautifully. He says, love of the akhirat and love from Allah Ta'ala can be seen when the khawas love that particular person, and then the common people love that person. That is a sign, the khawas means the mu'mineen. Then that is a sign that this love is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. In fact, at these times here, it will be difficult to point to a person more than anyone than Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, whom Allah Ta'ala put love in each and every person's heart. Man, woman, child, in every way, Allah Ta'ala put tremendous love in this country and throughout the world. And what the reason was, the real reason was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many, many qualities he had. And also we know that amongst the sifat of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that everybody would feel that I was closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah Ta'ala blessed Maulana with this quality too, that each and every one who had taluk with him felt that I was the closest to Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi. This was in reality the sunnah that he should live. As far as his life is concerned, we have heard enough. I will just mention one incident, that we know that Hazrat Maulana, every person that worked for the Maulana, that person, that maid, whoever she was, Allah gave her the tawfiq of iman. That is in reality a remarkable yardstick to show what sort of life Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah led. Outside the buzrukim is very, very easy. But how we react in our houses, that can only be judged, my dear brothers, when we see that what sort of life we lead with our workers, what is our condition, with our wives, what is our condition, and what more can be there than every person that works with Hazrat Maulana rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless that person with iman. We can see the remarkable life, the noor of sunnah. Allah grant us tawfiq of bringing some of those excellent qualities, the humility that he had, the love of sunnah that he had, the ways that he had in our lives, so that we can become also muballighin of deen. And then we heard, my dear brothers, that whatever effort of deen was in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Maulana that burning love, that always, whatever effort of deen, whether it matter of tabligh also regarded as his. We just heard from the Mufti Sahib also, that when a young jamaat came down there, that how he would sit in the programs of an ordinary jamaat of students, where we know what conditions of sunnah. The tabligh also was there, and we heard from the Baipadiya rahmatullahi alayhi that right in the beginning, among the very, very people who went with him first, right in the beginning, Hazrat Maulana mentioned, I went with him and I can remember, For 2 to 3 hours, how Vaipariya Rahmatullah used to cry for the hearer of the Ummat, my dear brothers. That time, Maulana was 10, 11, 12 years, 12 years old at the most. So as a young person, he was in Tabligh too. In Taaleem, as far as Taaleem is concerned, we know that from the very beginning he was involved in Taaleem. And as far as Tazkiyah and Tarbiyah is concerned, who can reject that the thousands of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of Hidayat through the Maulana? Sometime 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night, he would get phone calls in spite of his sickness, where people were in different type of difficulties. Sometimes a person is prepared to commit suicide. On the verge of committing suicide, there were examples where they used to phone him, Allah Ta'ala saved their physical lives, and after that Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah, raised them spiritually to my dear brothers. How many thousands of young people were entangled in different evils, in different weaknesses? How easy it was for them to access Maulana and make the Islah and Tarbiyat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to grant hidayah to one person because of you, then O Ali, that is better for you than red she-camels. And red she-camels was the most expensive, most preserved wealth in the Arab nation. When this was the condition that Ali Rehan says, we can see from Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi that how many hundreds of young, old people, men, women and children, in the country and out of the country, Allah Ta'ala made him a source of hidayah, my dear brothers. As we just heard, his walking was a sign of hidayat. His manner of talking was an invitation towards hidayat. Every action of his, the tarbiyat that he used to make, what great love and muhabbat, how he used to make tarbiyat of his mutallikeen, of his students, of the girls in the madrasa, of his punabin, people used to phone him for different reasons. And whatever difficulties the ummah faced in this country and other parts of the world also, how Maulana's heart was ever opened, my dear brothers, to try and solve the conditions and the problems of that particular people. In this ayat of the Quran Kareem, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala says that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world, we cannot imagine the love that the Sahaba Kiram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam love was so much that the Sahaba Kiram would everything they were prepared to sacrifice for the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is stated in a hadith, we know when Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala was about to be made shaheed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. At that time, one person came and said, you must wish that Rasulullah would be in your place now, and you are going through the suffering because of him, that he would be in your place and you would be free. What a beautiful reply the Sahabi gave. He said, I am not prepared to go free even if one scratch is to come on the beloved body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Buzur relates of a particular dream. The dream is this, that a cart is going and a certain place comes that the cart cannot cross that particular river. Everybody thought, other people thought, how can we go and save, get some stone, etc. The Sahabis that were there got up, put their body down and allowed the cart to go through. That was the soul of love that the Sahaba Kiram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So can we imagine when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world, what was the condition of the Sahaba? A person of the nature of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala stated that if anybody says that Rasulullah has just left this world, then my sword is ready for him. At that particular time, Hazrat al-Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala composed my head, completely composed, and how he explained to the Ummah he came, he saw Nabi alayhi salam left this world, and then he replied, relayed this ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٍ إِلَّا رَسُولٍ قَدْ خَلَى مِنْ قَبْلِ الرُّسُلِ, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody has got to leave this world. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi left this world, then you will turn around and leave your deen. Then he said, man kana yamnu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam falyalam anna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kad mat. That whoever used to worship Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left this world. Waman kana yabudu Allah falyalam anna la hayyun la yamut. And that person who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him remember that Allah ta'ala is alive and Allah ta'ala will never ever leave this world. Allah will never die. Death cannot come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same in it, there is a great consolation for the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our ta'alluq with Hazrat Maulana was to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, that ta'alluq can still continue as the Mufti Zubair Sahib put, inshallah. We have Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib here, who as the Mufti Sahib will mention, alhamdulillah, the Akabirin have felt that he will continue the programs of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh, and in that condition, it is necessary for us to come more and more First, if we should let, because of not coming to masjid at that time, we should show our support and come more, inshallah. Noor and benefit from comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make the zakabidin a means, the noor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hidayat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is an incident of the Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah. It does not, of course, apply here, but just an incident to show that it is stated that that one person was an imposter, acted like a peer. And after acting like a peer, whatever the murids, some murids served him in every particular way. One day the muridin thought that now Allah Ta'ala has raised us to this particular stages. Where is the peer? Where is his darja? He must be on a very, very high stage. And when they saw, they could not find him anywhere. Then they came to the peer sahab and told him that, you know, your darja is so high. From all the stages we have seen, we cannot even imagine where we have reached. Then he said, the truth is this, that what can I say, that I am an imposter. I am actually a highway robber. I just imposted, and this is not my true condition. I am not a peer, and I was just misleading everyone. Anyway, they all made dua. They made dua in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then raised this person to a very high stages, because of him, Allah ta'ala raised the stage of these people. In other words, when the people who came to him came sincerely, even through a person who was an imposter, Allah opened the hidayah for these people, and Allah Ta'ala elevated the stages. We have great people like Hazrat Khulafaya, we have the Mawlana Naeem Sahib, inshallah, whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with tremendous qualities, in tabliq too, in tawazu too. Some of us at Mawlana Naeem Sahib students came to the madrasa there, and all the asad is unanimous, the tarbiyat that we have seen in Hazrat Mawlana Naeem students, we should not stay in front of his stage. Alhamdulillah, my dear brother, it is very, very difficult to find tarbiyat also in the ta'aleem of those students in any other part of the country at this particular stage. The big madrasas or the small madrasas, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him tremendously. And time and again I told Hazrat Mawlana himself to that Allah Ta'ala give you a madrasa to, give you a tarbiyat to, give you a manner to. And Alhamdulillah has blessed him with all three qualities of tabligh to, of ta'aleem to, of tarbiyat to. In every way, Allah will increase him, Allah will take great work from him. And it was Hazrat Mawlana's mansha to that we should benefit Hazrat Mawlana himself, my dear brothers. And we know in one hadith, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says very beautifully, where she mentions one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu that that person whose two children pass away, adkhalahu al-jannah, that person exercises patience, Allah will grant him jannah. Our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, one, he said, that one also Allah will grant jannah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what about that person who has got no children? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala don't have any children. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ana faratu ummati, that I will go and be a interceder, and I will take those people into Jannah. And why? La yusabu misli. That means no difficulty has come on the ummah like my leaving this particular world. When they will exercise patience because of that, then it is as if they've lost all their children. And when you lose a child, and you may exercise patience and sabr, then Jannah is guaranteed for you, my dear brothers. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, my dear brothers, the difficulties that come on the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when sabr is exercised, patience is exercised, in that difficult place you will get the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we heard that Mufti Ibrahim Sahab was saying, Dr. Sahab was saying, that we know that this life is only a temporary life. Our real life is the life of the hereafter. And all our akabirin, they wish to meet our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There was one great sheikh in Turkey. The Turkish Sheikh, he's a Sheikh of Sheikh Muhammad Afandi, Sheikh Ali Haidari Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allah Ta'ala had given him the tawfiq, the blessing that if the kitabs of all the four mazhab were wiped out, Allah had given him a memory and taqwa, they could write all the kitabs again. He was made shaheed by this fellow Mustafa Kamal. He was made shaheed by him in a very, very brutal manner. But many, many times he was in jail. And Allah Ta'ala given the tawfiq of reading this Surah Fatah in a particular way, and every time when even the sentence of death used to be passed, then he should come out. Until the last time came and he saw beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and Hazrat Nabi alayhi salam told him, Ali, don't you want to meet us? Why are you reading the Surah? At that time he did not read the Surah, and thereafter, my dear brothers, he was martyred, he was made shaheed, of course in a very, very brutal manner, but he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that particular way. So our akabirin also, Hazrat Maulana always used to say, to meet our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our akabirin, and what great love all his asatis had for him. He was a student of, we know, Hazrat Sheikh Fakhruddin Sahib rahmatullah and other akabirin. But Shaykh Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Alayhi was a student of the Shaykh ul Hind with only one wasat to Shaykh ul Hind. In other words, Shaykh Fakhruddin was a student of the Shaykh ul Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib was his student. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah used to make the Shaykh's khidmat to, and had great love for him. Every of our Buzrukani Deen, it is stated that after becoming bear to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he came to Deoband and met Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Mufti Sahib that time gave him the Khilafat. He said, but I have just become bear to Hazrat Hakim Sahib. He said, that doesn't matter. You are worthy of Khilafat from everyone. And he conferred the Khilafat upon him too. And what does Khilafat mean, as a Shaykh used to say, Hazrat Mufti Sahib used to say, Khilafat means that I have so much trust in you that how humble you are with me, now you will be humble with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, Hazrat Maulana displayed that how he used to be humble with our great Akabir in Buzrukani Deen. We heard how humble he was with every of the human being. It comes in a hadith, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy would catch his hand and take him wherever he wished to, my dear brothers. A young girl would get him on the street and stop Nabi alayhi salam and ask him questions. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah, in reality, without any exaggeration, had this remarkable quality that any young person, a Muslim, nobody from anywhere, could go to Hazrat Maulana at any time, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, in spite of being a severe heart patient. Under normal circumstances, you can't meet him at all after Isha. And Hazrat Maulana's doors used to be open. That is why it seems that Allah has opened the doors of Jannah for him, my dear brothers. Inshallah al-Aziz. And also we know it comes in a hadith, my dear brothers, that a person from the earth that is created, that is the place he dies in. And we know that where Allah Ta'ala has taken his room, my dear brothers, it seems he was created from that particular earth, my dear brothers. And we know the very famous hadith, the man in which we live, we will die. The minute we die, we will be raised to one on the day of Qiyamah. What an enviable way Allah Ta'ala has taken us at Maulana. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, through his barakat, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, of also living the life that he had. And also, our true love for our Qabirin and Buzrukani Deen is this, that the talimat of our Buzrukani Deen. Our Buzrukani Deen, as Thanvi Rahmatullah used to write, that person who reads my malfuzat after I leave this world, is as if that person is my majlis. And many people used to make the islah from the malfuzat of the Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. We have, as Hazrat Maulana Zubair Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Sahib has pointed out, all the talimat, his kasets are there, the kitabs are there, his talimat is there. Our true love, my dear brothers, for him is this, that we should listen to his talimat, we should make isal istawal for his talimat, we should make dua for him. And I will just give one example, one young boy of 21 years old, who has profound love for Hazrat Maulana also. This morning, when last night when he heard that what you call Hazrat Maulana has passed away, then what a beautiful intention he made, Allah make the source of Jannah for him also and his parents also. He said, if Hazrat Maulana has done this, then let me make Isal al-Sawab for him. He went to his ustad last night. This morning, 4 o'clock, he started with his ustad with Quran. And before Zuhr, he completed the Quran al-Karim for Isal al-Sawab Hazrat Maulana, my dear brothers. So inshallah, Al-Aziz, the real love for Hazrat Maulana is this, that whatever time we have, whatever resources we have, that time and resource, we will make sawab for Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi. Then inshallah, his ruhaniyat, inshallah, the tawajjuh of his ruhaniyat will come. And inshallah, through his tawajjuh of his ruhaniyat, Allah Ta'ala will erase and let us overcome our nafsi amara, my dear brothers. And Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us to treat the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Another remarkable quality, many qualities we had of humility. But we know of the differences, unfortunately, that our community is going within at this particular time. But never at any time you hear Hazrat Maulana uttering any word against anyone, my dear brothers. It reminds us of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Imam Sahib say, if I make backbite, let me backbite of my mother, why must I give my good deeds to someone else? And it reminds us of one of the centers of our great Akabir in Buzrukani Deen. Why must I curse Shaitan on a day of Qiyamah? I will not be asked, did I curse Shaitan or not? Let me engage my tongue in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. So how Hazrat Maulana guarded his tongue, my dear brothers? Never used to backbite of anyone, always speak good to anyone, and always try and be a contributing factor towards good and unity, my dear brothers. Allah make it in our means also that we can contribute towards good. We can, inshallah, be a source of bringing the ummah together, my dear brothers. Disagreements will be there, my dear brothers. But as a Shaykh's kitab, Al-Itidal fi Maratib al-Rijal, gives us a complete guidance in the condition of what you call differences of opinion to how the respect that should be there for each and everyone. And we heard from Hazrat Maulana Salman Sahib, my dear brothers, that one letter, a dirty letter was written to Hazrat Maulana. What a beautiful reply he gave. It reminds us of our great Buzrukani Deen. It is stated that Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi, somebody wrote a very dirty letter to him. His Khadim, Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullahi, the father of our Shaykh al-Hadith, was his Khadim. And he said, I cannot read this letter to you. The language that is here, that language I cannot bring to my tongue. What a beautiful jumla, what a beautiful sentence that worth writing in gold. He said, Bhai Mauli Yahya, phar to lo, mumkin hai is hamari islah ki koi baat ho, hum islah kar de. Bhai, leave alone the swear, never mind, read it, but there may be some points that may point out my weaknesses, and I can make islah of my weakness, my dear brothers. So if that sort of, inshallah, that sort of quality comes in us, that I am full of weaknesses, if somebody brings to my notice, let me try and inshallah resolve, let me try and make islah of my notice, let me shukr that particular person, then there can be no fight, there can be no arguments, because I am nothing whatsoever. So Allah grant the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities that we have heard of Hazrat Maulana into our lives. And most important is this, I remember when Hazrat Binnuri Rahmatullahi passed away, we were in Dora that particular year, then one of the ulama made that now it is more necessary for you people to stick to here. And now it's more necessary to see, we know that Hazrat Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib was a great person, but Hazrat Binnuri was Hazrat Binnuri. Allah Ta'ala's system is such, my dear brothers. In the same way, Hazrat said, whatever it is, now you must see to it that you not go anywhere, and you stick to the lessons, and take benefit from Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and for you, Bola Hazrat Mufti Sahib is the best. So in this way, here to my dear brothers, now whatever the conditions are, the Akabirin Hazrat Mufti Sahib will say, have decided that inshallah, Hazrat Maulana's programs will continue, inshallah, as it was continuing, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib will say more on that inshallah, and it is necessary, Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib, whatever support we can support in this land, that come and benefit from him. Faida will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a young man too, Allah ta'ala has given him also a tremendous inshallah amount of alhamdulillah, taqwa, etc. We should not see on a person's face, but a little dealing we had Hazrat Maulana, humility Allah ta'ala has given him, feeling for humanity Allah has given him, tarbiyah, you can see the children Allah has blessed him, Allah blessed him even more, my dear brothers. And etimad that Hazrat Maulana had upon him, and it was Hazrat Maulana's wish also, that inshallah this work must continue. Hazrat Maulana was making near the hijrah, we know, and he wished Hazrat Maulana, he must inshallah continue this work of deen. So inshallah, the mudideens of Hazrat Maulana, that humble appeal Hazrat Mufti Sahib made, that align yourself with Hazrat Maulana Naeem Sahib, inshallah, take full benefit from him, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will grant you, inshallah, the good of this world and the after, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala accept all the sacrifices of Maulana Rahmatullahi, grant him the highest place in Jannat, through his means make us enter Jannat with those, my dear brothers. The beautiful qualities of Maulana, and Allah grant us tawfiq of bringing into our lives, and whatever time and means we have to make Isa al-Isaf Maulana, by making Isa al-Isaf for him, he does not need it, inshallah, but we will benefit, my dear brothers, inshallah, by making Isa al-Isaf for him. Inshallah al-Aziz, Allah will make it a source of benefit for us, for us all. So daily take out some time for him and all of our Kabirin. Read some portion of the Quran, little bit wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, we will give, and we will see the benefit, my dear brothers. As far as Maulana is concerned, there are many, many incidents that many, many people know. There's not a time for, a lot of time has gone by to inshallah. We would like to listen to the Mufti Sahib and the Mufti Zubair Sahib rounding off inshallah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, Allah grants sabr jameel to apa inshallah. And the family, and all the muridin, all the mutalliqin, all those, any sort of ta'aluk as a Maulana. It is not easy, my dear brothers. But when a person ponders over the advice, as Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that my, on the passing of my father, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, one Bidyan came and gave me some advice. And the advice he gave, he said, console me to a great degree. He told me, Abdullah, Abbas is gone by Allah, and Allah is far better for him than being amongst you. And oh Abdullah, if you will exercise patience and sabr, then you will get Allah, and Allah is better for you than your father, Abbas, my dear brothers. So Allah grant us tawfiq also, inshallah, to make sabr, to make dua. Tear is a natural thing. That Nabi alayhi salam also teared when he said, Inna bi fidaka la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. That is natural, my dear brothers, on parting of someone. But when sabr will be made, we will not complain. Why did it happen? As Hazrat Maulana said, everything happens from whether we belong to Allah, we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the comfort he is, inshallah. We will make sabr, said Ya Allah, we are razi, whatever you have done, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will grant us Allah himself, inshallah. And once a person is Allah, a person does not need anything else, my dear brothers.
I want to share with you
I want to share with you a secret which was until now was between him and me. And he never made any public what I'm going to say. He might have told his wife or his family, but he never disclosed publicly anywhere. His closeness to Allah and closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proven by the fact that he has saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many times in dreams, so many times in dreams. And he explained something like that. How Rasulullah embraced him. How Rasulullah saw him with the company of Hazrat Hakim Sahib. Now this is the proof of a good man that he was. And that he never, he could have boasted. But he never boasted, never said it publicly, he never mentioned this thing. But always, whenever he had that occasion, he shared with me and I kept it until as long as he was alive. Now there was no harm to disclose this and that's why I said it.
Jazakumullah khairan ahsan al-jaza to our pious and great elders. Maulana Shabir Saab, my dear friends, very, very deep and profound words of advice, really in a very concise manner, encapsulated many, many important points and aspects. It's like each sentence, if it has to be explained, becomes a long bayan by its own right. So whatever advices he gave, important points he highlighted, Allah give us tawfiq to take those to heart, to make amal upon it. And one particular point that Hazrat Maulana mentioned, which was really one of the outstanding traits and hallmarks of Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahab, and all those who interacted with him closely, was the degree of balance and moderation that he had in his tabiat, in his nature. He had so much of a'tidal, and he took such a middle path, that in this manner he endeared the people around him. And he was able to convey and explain the aspects of deen in a manner that would be appealing to even a modern mind, even to a person who was far away from deen. In a very balanced, moderate manner, he would explain the aspects of deen, and he himself was a person of great balance, equilibrium and moderation in everything, and he tolerated differences of opinion, and he was deeply hurt by the divisions and disunity of the community. And I think if there was anything that caused him those heart attacks and those pains, it was really the pain of seeing the disunity of the community. We make Allah Ta'ala unite the community. Hazrat Maulana, towards the latter part of his life, a program was held on Radio Islam, panel discussion maybe about 2 or 3, 4 months ago. And the discussion was, what should the public do at the time of differences of opinion of the ulama and their different views and so forth. And Hazrat Maulana was a guest speaker on that panel. Allahu Akbar. What gems of wisdom and hikmat that he poured out on that evening, my dear friends. Wallahi, it's important for every person to try and acquire that CD and listen attentively to the beautiful manner in which he brought so much of balance about, so much of moderation, and explained how we can handle that we can be divided, we can have differences of opinion, but we can have disagreements, but we don't need to disagree. We can agree to disagree in an agreeable manner. This was the crux and message of that panel discussion that Hazrat Maulana had. This is again another one of those great gems of knowledge and wisdom, the legacy that he's left behind for us towards the latter part of his life. As we say, is the culmination of all. And Hazrat Prophet Salman Sahib mentioned about the many, many mubasharat and glad tidings and the beautiful, beautiful dreams by the hundreds, not one, two, but dozens and hundreds of such dreams. I remember it was this last week, Wednesday, and we were coming out of the lift, and I was walking with Hazrat Maulana towards the Haram Sharif, and held his Mubarak hand, and we were going, and he narrated to me a beautiful mubasharat, beautiful dream of how the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taking place. Many ulama's name were mentioned who were present in that gathering. One great alim was sitting in front. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked regarding Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib, where is he? And they said he is in the gathering, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for him to be brought to the front on his chair.
And he said, I maine aapko aage bulaya taaki sabko maloom ho ke mera tu mera mehboob hai. These were the words that Hazrat Maulana uttered, my dear friends, in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Allahu Akbar. What was the level of the achievement and the high stage that Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted him? We can only envy that what a ashik, what a person he was. He was a muhib and he was a mahbub. He was a ashik and he was a mashub. In every sense, Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed him and honored him. So inshallah, we now call upon Hazrat Mufti Razaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Ulum Zakariya, the Mufti of Darul Ulum Zakariya, Senior Khalifa Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and a person who had great and deep ta'alluq with Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib. And in this very masjid, he gave so many bayans here. And Hazrat Maulana would sit in his gathering like a student is sitting in front of an ustad. And we call upon Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Khitamuhu Misk, the completion of this program. Inshallah, Hazrat will give advice and he will conclude this program also with du'as. And he will give us some important directives with regards to the way forward, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أولم يروا أن قال الله تبارك وتعالى أولم يروا أن نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها والله يحكم لا معقب لحكمه وهو سريع الحساب. محترم علماء الكرام, حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کی وفات پر ہم خود اس لائق ہے کہ ہمیں کوئی تعزیت اور تسلی دے. جب بھی حضرت مولانا فون پر بات فرماتے تھے یا ان سے ملاقات ہوتی تھی تو حضرت فرماتے تھے کہ مفتی صاحب, میں آپ کا نام لے کر آپ کے لیے دعا کرتا ہوں. اتنی شفقت کہ ان کے ہزاروں سینکڑوں متعلقین ہیں اور اس میں ایک ایک دوست کو نام لے کر دعا کے ساتھ یاد کرتے ہوں. اب ایسے مشفق بزرگ ہمیں کہاں سے ملیں گے, جیسے حضرت مولانا شبیر صاحب نے حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ کو لکھے ہوئے دو شعر کا ترجمہ آپ کو سنایا, اس کا مطلب بھی یہی ہے. وہ فرماتے ہیں, اصبر نکن بک صابرین فانما صبر الرعیت عند صبر الرأس. اصبر, آپ صبر کریں, نکن بک صابرین, ہم آپ کی وجہ سے صبر کریں گے اس لیے کہ ہم پر بھی مصیبت آئی ہے. فانما صبر الرعیت عند صبر الرأس, رئیس صبر کرتا ہے تو رعیت اور پبلک صبر کرتی ہے. وخير من العباس اجرك بعده والله خير منك للعباس. اس کا ترجمہ آپ کو مولانا نے سنایا. بہرحال یہ دنیا گزرنے والی ہے. کہتے ہیں, رأيت الدهر مختلفا يدور رأيت الدهر مختلفا يدور فلا حزن يدوم ولا سرور وقد بنت الملوك بها قصورا فلم يبق الملوك ولا قصور. رأيت الدهر مختلفا يدور. یہ زمانہ گزرتا رہتا ہے, آج ہوتی ہے کل ہوتا ہے. فلا حزن يدوم ولا سرور, نہ غم رہتا ہے نہ خوشی رہتی ہے. وقد بنت الملوك بها قصورا, بادشاہوں نے بڑے بڑے محلات بنائے, نہ بادشاہ رہ گئے نہ ان کے محلات رہ گئے, لیکن حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ اور ان کی تعلیمات ہمیشہ ہمیشہ تک انشاءاللہ رہیں گی. الا یا من له امل طویل یؤدیه الى اجل قصیر. الا یا من له امل طویل, لمبی لمبی امیدیں ہم باندھتے ہیں. یؤدیه الى اجل قصیر, اور ہمارے سامنے اجل ہے جو بالکل قریب ہے, جو بالکل ہمارے سامنے ہے. اور لمبے اشعار ہے, اس میں ایک شعر یہ ہے, کہتے ہیں, سَيُسْلَبُ كُلُّ مَا جَمَّعْتَ فِيهَا كَعَارِيَةٍ تُرَدُّ إِلَى الْمُعِيرِ. جیسے اللہ تعالیٰ عاریت دینے والے ہیں، انہوں نے جو کچھ دیا ہے سب کچھ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی طرف واپس چلا جائے گا۔ بہرحال وقت زیادہ گزر چکا ہے، میں نے آپ حضرات کے سامنے جو آیت کریمہ تلاوت کی، اس آیت کریمہ کی مفسرین نے تین معنی بیان کیے ہیں۔ ایک معنی مطلب یہ بیان کیا ہے کہ ہم زمین کی طرف آتے ہیں، زمین کے اطراف کو کم کرتے ہیں، اللہ تعالی کے حکم کو کوئی بھی پیچھے نہیں ڈال سکتا، اور اللہ تبارک و تعالی سریع الحساب ہے، بہت جلدی حساب کرنے والا ہے۔ ایک مطلب اس کا علماء نے یہ بیان فرمایا ہے کہ جب زمین میں فتوحات شروع ہو جائیں گے تو زمین کی فتوحات کی وجہ سے کافروں کی، غیر مسلموں کی زمین کم ہوتی جائے گی، مسلمانوں کی زمینیں زیادہ ہوتی جائیں گی۔ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا فضل ہوگا، انعام اور اکرام ہوگا۔ دوسرا مطلب اس آیت کریمہ کا علماء نے یہ بیان فرمایا ہے، مفسرین نے، کہ جب آپ دعوت و تبلیغ کا کام کریں گے تو دعوت و تبلیغ کی برکت سے دعوت والی زمین زیادہ ہوتی جائے گی، اسلام کی سرزمین زیادہ ہوتی جائے گی، خیر اور ہدایت کی زمین زیادہ ہوتی جائے گی، اور کفر، فسق و فجور اور خرابی اور گمراہی کی زمین کم ہوتی جائے گی۔ ایک جگہ دعوت کا کام نہ ہو، وہاں دعوت کا کام شروع ہو جائے، خانقاہ کا کام شروع ہو جائے، تعلیم اور تبلیغ کا کام شروع ہو جائے، تو وہ زمین فسق و فجور سے نکل کر مسلمانوں کی اور الاہل اللہ، اللہ والوں کی زمین بن گئی۔ تیسرا ترجمہ علماء کرام نے اس کا یہ فرمایا ہے، فرماتے ہیں، کیا یہ لوگ نہیں دیکھتے کہ ہم زمین کو تنگ کم کرتے ہیں، اس کے اطراف میں سے اللہ تبارک و تعالی کے حکم کو کوئی ٹلا نہیں سکتا۔ فرماتے ہیں کہ اس کا مطلب ہے موت العلماء، جب کسی عالم کی وفات ہوتی ہے تو وہ زمین کم ہو جاتی ہے۔ زمین کے کم ہونے کا کیا مطلب ہے؟ وہ زمین جو سرسبز و شاداب ہوتی ہے، علماء کی وفات کی وجہ سے وہ زمین بنجر بن جاتی ہے۔ وہ جگہ جو سرسبز و شاداب ہوتی ہے وہ عالم کی وفات کی وجہ سے برباد ہو جاتی ہے، اس لیے اس کی فکر کرنی چاہیے کہ یہ برباد نہ ہو جائے۔ اور عالم کے چار کام ہیں، جیسے زمین کے چار اطراف ہوتے ہیں، شمال، جنوب، مشرق، مغرب، اسی طرح زمین کی بھی، اسی طرح علماء کی بھی چار کام ہے۔ نمبر ایک، تعلیم و تبلیغ۔ تعلیم اور تبلیغ کا فرق تو آپ جانتے ہیں، جب طالب علم آتے ہیں ان کو پڑھانا ہو تو اس کو تعلیم کہتے ہیں، اور جب غیر طالب علم کے پاس جاتے ہیں تو اس کو تبلیغ کہتے ہیں۔ تو ایک کام ہے تعلیم اور تبلیغ، دوسرا کام ہے تصنیف و تالیف۔ تصنیف و تالیف یہ دوسرا کام ہے۔ تیسرا کام ہے خانقاہی نظام، جس کو کہتے تزکیہ۔ اور چوتھا کام ہے دینی اور عوام کی خدمات، دینی خدمات جمعیت کی شکل میں، مسجد کی شکل میں، امامت کی شکل میں، خطابت کی شکل میں، ویلفیئر کاموں کی شکل میں، زکوٰۃ کی تقسیم کی شکل میں، فقراء غربا کی خدمت کی شکل میں، یہ چوتھا کام ہے۔ جیسے زمین کے اطراف کم ہو گئے، مشرق کٹ گیا، مغرب کٹ گیا، شمال کٹ گیا، جنوب کٹ گیا، اسی طرح کسی عالم کی، اور بڑے عالم جو بڑے علماء ہوتے ہیں ان کی وفات کی وجہ سے جب ان کا ان چاروں سے تعلق ہو تو وہ چاروں اطراف کٹ جاتے ہیں۔ ان کا کام تعلیم و تبلیغ، جیسے حضرت مولانا نے فرمایا، مولانا مفتی صالح جی صاحب نے، کہ تبلیغ اور تعلیم کے ساتھ حضرت مولانا کا بہت پرانا تعلق تھا، بھائی پاڑیا رحمت اللہ علیہ کے زمانے سے۔ تصنیف و تالیف، جس میں سی ڈی، کیسٹ، یہ سب شامل ہے، اور اس کے بعد خانقاہی نظام، اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ جمعیت کی شکل میں جو حضرت مولانا کی خدمات ہے وہ بچے بچے کو یہاں معلوم ہے۔ تو حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی وفات کی وجہ سے گویا کہ یہ چاروں کنارے کٹ گئے، اب دنیا میں واپس آنا تو ہے نہیں اور دنیا میں ہمیشہ رہنا بھی نہیں ہے۔ لو کانت الدنیا تدوم لواحد لکان رسول اللہ فیہا مخلدہ، اگر دنیا میں کوئی رہ سکتا تھا تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رہتے۔ تو حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ کی وفات کی وجہ سے یہ چاروں کنارے بظاہر کٹ گئے، اب نہ وہ یہاں آ کر تعلیم و تبلیغ دے سکتے ہیں، اس لیے کہ دنیا میں تو واپس آنا ہے نہیں۔ دنیا میں جب شہداء تمنا کریں گے کہ یا اللہ ہمیں دنیا میں واپس بھیج دے، اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرمائیں گے کچھ اور تمنا کرو، یہ تمنا پوری نہیں ہوگی، دنیا میں واپس نہیں جا سکتی۔ تصنیف و تعلیف، خانقاہی نظام، اور اسی طرح جو ہے جو ان کی دوسری خدمات تھے وہ اب حضرت مولانا کے جانے کی وجہ سے حضرت مولانا کی ذات کے ساتھ متعلق نہیں رہے۔ تو جیسے وہاں زمین کے چاروں کنارے کٹ جاتے ہیں، ننقصہا من اطرافہا، یہاں بھی بہت بڑی شخصیت کی وفات کی وجہ سے یہ چاروں کنارے کٹ جاتے ہیں۔ لیکن میرے بھائیوں، یہ دنیا نا امیدی کی جگہ نہیں ہے، امید کی جگہ ہے۔ اس لیے ایک شخصیت کے چلے جانے کی وجہ سے جو وہ کنارے کٹ جاتے ہیں، ان کنارے کو پھر پھیلانے کی کوشش کرنی چاہیے۔ یہ جو ہم یہاں جمع ہوئے ہیں حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی وفات پر، تو یہ مطلب نہیں ہے کہ یہ تعزیت جلسہ کوئی سنت ہے، بلکہ یہ تعزیت جلسہ اس لیے ہوا ہے تاکہ حضرت مولانا کے کارناموں کو بیان کیا جائے، تاکہ ان کی پیچھے اقتدا کریں، حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کے کمالات کو ہم بیان کریں، تاکہ ان کمالات کو ہم اپنی سینوں میں ڈال دیں، اپنے بدن میں جاری اور ساری کر دیں۔ یہ اجتماع اس لیے ہوا ہے کہ آئندہ کے لیے حضرت کے مشن کو کیسے آگے چلایا جائے۔ جیسے آپ کو بتایا گیا کہ انشاءاللہ حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب اس مشن کو جاری رکھیں گے، اور ہم سب ان کے لیے دعا بھی کریں گے، اور ہم سب ان کے ساتھ بھی ہیں انشاءاللہ۔ تو اصل یہ ہے کہ اس مشن کو جاری کر دیا جائے، نافذ کر دیا جائے۔ تو حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی جو تینوں چاروں مشن تھے، جیسے زمین کے چار کنارے ہوتے ہیں، تو پہلی بات تو یہ ہے کہ ان کے جانے کی وجہ سے جو زمین پر قادسالی آئی ہے، اس قادسالی کو ہم کوشش کریں گے، حضرت مولانا کوشش فرمائیں گے کہ وہ قادسالی پھر خوشحالی میں بدل جائے۔ آسان الفاظ میں جو حضرت مولانا کی تشریف لے جانے کے بعد جو باغ رہ گیا ہے، اس باغ میں پھلوں کی سوکھنے کا امکان، درختوں کی سوکھنے کا امکان ہے، ان درختوں کا، ان باغ، اس باغ کا مالی کون ہوگا؟ اس لیے بطور مالی کے حضرت مولانا کو مقرر کیا گیا، اور حضرت مولانا مظہر صاحب، حضرت حکیم صاحب، حکیم اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہم کے صاحبزادے نے تائید فرمائی کہ اس باغ کے مالی حضرت مولانا ہی انشاءاللہ رہیں گے، آپ بھی حضرت مولانا ہی کی طرف رجوع کریں گے، ان سے مشورے لیں گے۔ اور جس طرح حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی زندگی میں جو کام جاری تھا، اس کو جاری اور ساری رکھیں گے۔ تو باغ کو سکھانے سے بچانا ہے، اور باغ کے کنارے جو کٹ گئے ہیں، ان کناروں کے کٹ جانے کے بعد اس کو پھر سرے نئے سرے سے پھیلانے کی کوشش کرنا ہے۔ جیسے حضرت مولانا کا تعلیم و تبلیغ کے ساتھ تعلق تھا، تو حضرت مولانا نعیم صاحب کا بھی تعلق رہے گا انشاءاللہ۔ جیسے تصنیف و تعریف اور کیسٹ اور وید، یہ ان چیزوں سے تعلق تھا، اسی طرح حضرت مولانا کا بھی ان چیزوں سے تعلق رہے گا، بیانات تک فرمائیں گے۔ جیسے خانقاہی نظام کو کامیابی کے ساتھ حضرت چلاتے تھے، تو مولانا نعیم صاحب بھی چلائیں گے، اور جیسی دوسری دینی خدمات حضرت مولانا کی تھی، تو اسی طرح دوسرے احباب حضرت مفتی زبیر صاحب، اور حضرت قاری اسماعیل صاحب اور دوسرے جو حضرت کو خلفاء ہے اور حضرت کا خاندان ہے، فیملی ہے، حضرت کے بھائی مولانا محمد الیاس صاحب ہے، ان سب کے تعاون سے انشاءاللہ یہ حضرت نے جو دین کی گاڑی چلائی ہے اور چلاتے رہے انشاءاللہ یہ گاڑی چلتی رہے گی۔ تو بہرحال اللہ تبارک و تعالی حضرت کی مغفرت فرما دے۔ اور آخر میں اب سب سے درخواست ہے کہ درود شریف پڑھیے اور سورہ فاتحہ پڑھ لیجئے اور تین مرتبہ قل ہو اللہ احد سورہ اخلاص پڑھ لیجئے حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی ایصال ثواب کے لیے۔ الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاۃ والسلام علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین۔ ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرۃ حسنہ وقنا عذاب النار۔ اللہم اغفرہ وارحمہ ولا تعذبہ واسکنہ فی الجنہ۔ اللہم اجعل قبرہ روضۃ من ریاض الجنہ۔ اللہم اجعل قبرہ روضۃ من ریاض الجنہ۔ اللہم اجعل قبرہ روضۃ من ریاض الجنہ۔ اے رب کریم حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ کی مغفرت فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کے سیئات کو حسنات میں مبدل فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کے پسماندگان کو، ان کی فیملی کو، ان کے بچوں کو، ان کے نواسوں کو، ان کی پوری فیملی کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما دے، اجر جزیل عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم امت کو حضرت مولانا کا نعم البدل عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کی تمام دینی خدمات جو تقریباً 40 سال پر محیط ہے یا اس سے زیادہ، ان تمام خدمات کو قبولیت بخش دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کی جانشینوں کو ان کی مشن کو جاری رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم حضرت مولانا کو جنت الفردوس میں اعلی مقام عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کو جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم حضرت مولانا کی فیملی میں ان کے علم کو، ان کی مشن کو، ان کے تمام دینی کاموں کو جاری اور ساری فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ان کے پسماندگان کو ان کی طریقے پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم جن شعبوں میں حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ نے کام کیا ہے ان تمام شعبوں کو زندہ اور تابندہ اور پائندہ رکھے۔ اے رب کریم جیسے پہلے سے یہ مسجد حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کی نور کا مرکز تھا، آئندہ کے لیے بھی اس مسجد کو، اس شہر کو، اس پورے علاقے کو، اس پورے ملک کو حضرت مولانا کی نور کا مرکز بنا دے اور نور پھیلانے کا ذریعہ بنا دے۔ اور یا رب کریم یہاں سے علم اور دین کی نور کو پوری دنیا میں پھیلا دے۔ اے رب کریم جن جن حضرات نے حضرت مولانا کے لیے ایصال ثواب فرمایا ہے یا رب کریم اس کو قبول فرما دے، آئندہ کے لیے ہم سب کو ایصال ثواب کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ کی موت کو ان کی حیات کی طرح بابرکت بنا دے۔ اے رب کریم ہم سب کو حضرت کے طریقے پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم خیر اور برکتوں سے ان کی فیملی کو، حضرت مولانا کی فیملی کو، متعلقین کو، دوست و احباب کو، مریدین کو، مجازین کو، سب سے سب کو ہر قسم کی خیر اور برکات سے نواز دے۔ اے رب کریم ہمارے والدین اور ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ میں جن کا انتقال ہوا ہے یا رب کریم ان سب کے درجات بلند فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ہم سب کو ان حضرات کی کلمات سے، ان کے علوم سے مستفید ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ہر وہ خیر جو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے تجھ سے مانگے ہمیں عطا فرما دے، ہر وہ شر جس سے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ مانگی ہم سب کو پناہ عطا فرما دے، شیطان اور نفس کی لغزشوں سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم صراط مستقیم پر سب کو چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے، جہاں فسادات ہو رہے ہیں اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان فسادات کو روک دے، ختم فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم اس ملک میں خصوصاً اور پوری دنیا میں مسلمانوں کی جان، مال، عزت، ایمان، آبرو، اولاد اور دین کی حفاظت فرما دے۔ اے رب کریم ہم سب کو دین پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دے، ایمان کامل سب کو نصیب فرما دے، ہماری عمر میں، علم میں برکت عطا فرما دے۔ ہے اے رب کریم، جو چاند ڈوب گیا ہے ڈوبنے کے بعد اس کی کرنوں کو ہمارے دل و دماغ میں سمو دے. وہ کہتے ہیں دل و دماغ منور تھا، جس کی کرنوں سے وہ چاند ڈوب گیا ہے یقین نہیں آتا. اے رب کریم اس کی روشنی سے ہم سب کو منور فرما دے. اے رب کریم ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی توفیق قبول فرما دے. خیر اور برکات سے ہم سب کو مالا مال فرما دے. جہاں جہاں مسلمانوں پر مظالم ہو رہے ہیں اپنے فضل و کرم سے ان مظالم کو بند فرما دے، خصوصاً شام میں مسلمانوں پر مظالم کو بند فرما دے. ظلم کرنے والوں کے مقدر میں ہدایت نہ ہو تو اے رب کریم ان پر قہر و غضب کی جھاڑو پھیر دے. اے رب کریم ہماری دعاؤں کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی توفیق قبول فرما دے. حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کے درجات کو بلند فرما دے، ان کی سیئات کو حسنات میں مبدل فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تبارک و تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ.